Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the at-large ad hoc working group on the transition of U.S. government stewardship on the IANA function on Tuesday, the 28th of October, 2014 at 1400 UTC. On the call today, we have Mwanda Kiruva, Jean-Jacques Subernat, Yasuti Kitamura, Eduardo Diaz, Gordon Chillicott, Olivia Crepin-LeBlanc, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Sidani Benjama, Siva Subramanian M, Alan Greenberg, Glenn McKnight, and soon ODDG. On the Spanish channel, we have Alberto Soto. We have apologies from Fatima Cambronero. From staff, we will have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Terry Agnew. Our Spanish interpreters today are Veronica and David. I would like to remind all participants to state their name not only for transcription purposes, but also for our Spanish interpreters. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Terry. Have we missed anyone? It doesn't appear that we have so. So welcome, everybody. I'm Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, and so we have an agenda today that will start with a review of the IANA coordination group activities, where we have Jean-Jacques Subernat, who will be able to tell us about the last meeting that took place in Los Angeles. Then we'll have a review of the actual CWG to develop an IANA stewardship transition proposal on naming related functions. We'll be looking at the last meeting that took place, the IANA CWG meeting that was on the 22nd of October. Then we will plan for our own working items with our subgroups, and I'll just take you to the Google spreadsheet that has the subgroups. These are the subgroups that cross-community working group members are encouraged to join to develop a naming-related function proposal. And then finally, we'll be looking at our own positions, building the at-large positions with the follow-up from our brainstorming that we had in Los Angeles. Do you wish to add anything? Does anybody wish to amend the agenda in any way?
This is Jean-Jacques. May I say a word?
Yes, please proceed forward. Jean-Jacques, you have the floor. Jean-Jacques Subrena.
Thank you. This is Jean-Jacques. I may have to leave this call in about half an hour or 40 minutes. So in advance, I wish to be excused, but of course I will do my part about the ICANN 51 meeting and responding to questions or comments there are any.
Okay. Thank you, Jean-Jacques. I think we probably will just have to deal with the ICG at the beginning of the call anyway. So if you have to drop out a bit later on, that's fine, and you can obviously listen to the recording later on. Next, Alan Greenberg.
Thank you. Just a quick comment. I don't know if you were chairing this group before as chair or as the person who is doing it anyway, but I am quite delighted to have you continue, just for the record.
Thank you very much, Alan. It's Olivier speaking. Yeah, I was interim chair, and the interim sometimes takes a little while to settle. I'm happy with continuing running those calls, obviously, and if there is an interest in having another chair, I'm fine with that as well. So we can think of this, but in the interest of time, I think that these procedural issues and so on we can deal with on the mailing list, perhaps. And I think we can just plow straight into the work that we have. And my goodness, do we have a mountain that has approached us rather fast and that is not easy to negotiate.
Indeed. Now, I was just confirming that you were not usurping a role I wanted.
Okay. All right, well, thanks, Alan. You've got plenty of other work, I'm sure. So I guess with no other comments, the agenda is adopted, and we can have a very quick look at the action items from our last call. Now, of course, in the meantime, between our last call and today, we met face-to-face, so many people met face-to-face in Los Angeles. There were no direct action items out of the LA meeting, apart from the charts, which we will be looking at a little bit later on. The action items are from the 7th of October meeting, where just the various discussion points we were going to have with the IANA coordination group and basically preparing for our meeting in Los Angeles. Also, staff to resend the news alert for observers in the cross-community working group, and also an email for asking for people to be participants on the cross-community working group on naming issues. I gather those two are probably the same thing. The CCWG is the one on naming issues that we're referring to. So that's all done. I don't think there's any comments on the action items, so we can go straight to the review of the ICG. And as I mentioned earlier, there was a meeting of the ICG that took place in London. On your agenda, there is a link to the meeting of the ICG itself, which took place on the Friday, 17th of October, for the whole day. And that itself has a link to the agenda of the meeting itself, with several topics contained in there. The ICG relationship to enhancing ICANN accountability model, the community transition proposal process updates, the proposal finalization process, and then a frequently asked questions document, future conference call and meeting schedules, and then it says here parking lot for items we want to return to. And so we will be very shortly finding out how that meeting went and what took place. Did I just say London, the last meeting in London? Goodness, I am in London. That's probably why the slip. I meant Los Angeles. Thank you very much, Alan, for this. And so I hand the floor over to Jean-Jacques Subrenard, who was at that meeting in Los Angeles. Jean-Jacques, if you could take us through what happened there, that would be absolutely great. Jean-Jacques Subrenard.
Thank you. This is Jean-Jacques speaking. Yes, so as usual, I propose to do this in two parts. The first part is a factual account of what was discussed and where we are. And the second part, if I may, offer a few private or rather personal appraisals of where we stand and what lies ahead. So first part, the factual things. The process was actually quite an interesting and long discussion, because that's where we realized that there was some falling out in the level of understanding about what was expected by ICANN, by the ICG, perhaps by NTIA also. So this was about how the transition plan would be proposed or sent to NTIA. I put the question sometime before the Los Angeles meeting on an internal email list to the chair of the ICG, because she had sent out a copy of an email from NTIA reminding us that the transition plan would be passed on to NTIA through ICANN. So I brought up the question, well, in that case, I hope it's clear for everyone that this will simply be a transmission, and therefore there should be no alteration of our transition plan by anyone, certainly not by ICANN. So some of my colleagues thought that was a rude question. Others thought it was interesting. So in any case, to make a long story short, it was felt useful within the ICG to actually put this in writing, actually in the frequently asked questions, which we were dealing with in any case. And there the language is now almost definitive. And it says that the transition plan shall be sent to NTIA through ICANN, but at the same time it will be made public at the same time. So this is a way of underlining the fact that the ICG is independent of ICANN, that there is no subordination of the ICG to ICANN. So that was about process, and it was a very useful discussion, actually. And then the other important thing was the FAQ, and that was led by a member of the GAC from Egypt, Manal Ismail. And now we have something which is, I think, pretty final, and I think answers just about every kind of question that the public or the communities can put about the ICG's organization, its work, and its relationship to others. Now, for the future conference call and meeting schedule, this was taken care of by Patrick Fallström with all of us, and now it looks like we're going to have a meeting at least every other week, and more if necessary. Face-to-face meetings, for the time being, we're thinking of having them back-to-back with the ICANN meetings, but that may change. At least for the time being, that's how it looks like. Finally, there was a German colleague of ours who had suggested potential outreach on the part of the ICG to IRS staff. His reasoning was, and that you see is the last item on the agenda of that day, his feeling was that all this discussion may have perturbed some of the IRS staff, and he was proposing that a group of the ICG go and visit or at least have a telephone conference with the IRS staff to sort of placate them or to give them an oral sedative. And I expressed a contrary view, saying that that is really only up to the person from the IRS staff who is a liaison with us, that's Elise Gerisch. And she would be the only one to know if it is appropriate or not for her to talk about this to her colleagues. But we should not meddle with that. So finally, that's the view which was adopted, that we should not go into this. So that is the agenda. If I may, still under my point one, which is factual data, I'd like to say that the really important things were two or three of the following. First, there was really a large discussion about the interconnection or the articulation between accountability, which we have to deal with in the framework of the IANA transition oversight, on the one hand, and the more the wider question of accountability in the ICANN framework. And the fact that the ICG was meeting also in Los Angeles gave rise to some very interesting comments and questions which you all know about. I just wanted to remind you that that was an important element of the Los Angeles discussions. Same for the notion of transition of the stewardship itself, which gave rise to meetings elsewhere than in the ICG. Now, if I may bring up part two briefly, which is my personal takeaway from all this, there's several things. First, the GAC, as you know, changed its leadership the chair and the vice chairs, and it's too early to say whether this will bring about a change in style. Probably yes. Perhaps a bit more hands-on, but frankly, I think that it's in the nature of the GAC, and because of the way it works, that the content will not change hugely. In other words, the GAC is still bound by its rule of unanimity. When there is not unanimity in the GAC on any subject, it cannot issue a statement, for instance, regarding the transition of stewardship. So that will not change. However, I do notice that there is more engagement on the part of some members of the GAC, Iran, Egypt, mainly. Another personal impression I would like to share is that the atmosphere of this ICG meeting time in Los Angeles showed that we had built a higher level of trust amongst each other, and simply through being more in contact, and it went more smoothly than all the other meetings prior to this one. And perhaps another impression is that the touchy subject, which was what is the relationship or the articulation between ICG and ICANN, was brought up in a very clear way, and it was thoroughly debated in the ICG. And to my agreeable surprise, it was not brushed aside by some of our friends from another continent. It was really addressed. And the result, actually, I think is quite good. It says in no uncertain terms that there is no subordination. And for practical purposes, the transition plan will be sent to IANA through ICANN, but it is the expectation of the ICG that this will not give rise to any modification of the content. So, Olivier and dear colleagues, that's my report.
Thank you very much, Jean-Jacques. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking, and I have Alan Greenberg in the queue. Alan, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. Jean-Jacques, what you outline as the conclusion in terms of the processes submitted was pretty much what I understood at the very beginning. That is, it will be submitted through the ICANN board. They may add comments, but they would not change the substance. However, in Los Angeles, the ICANN board did outline a procedure that was far more convoluted, and that is, if they did not like the substance, they would pass it back to the ICG. You're saying
yes.
saying that was not accepted. Has that message been sent to the board, and was there any response?
Thank you, Alan. Interesting remark and question. This is Jean-Jacques. So that is being discussed. I cannot go into the detail of that, but yes, it was made known to the board, to our chair, that we collectively considered that the suggestion made, I think, on the morning of the, was it the Mondays, that the board would send to us the same sort of document about transition that it had about some other topic, was it GAC advice or something, was not appropriate. And that we, as the ICG, considered that we are not going to go into the stuff of having our transition plan reviewed or somehow altered. I personally made the proposal to certain people that a way out would be for the Board of ICANN to transmit the ICG transition plan with a letter. And in the letter, of course, the board can put what it wants, and if it thinks that point A or point B is not appropriate, chasing it. But the important point, I think, also in terms of perception, is that the IANA plan, the transition plan set up by the ICG on behalf of the communities should not be altered. And this is important because it's an absolutely unanimous view on the ICG that we are not there to invent transition plan. We are simply stitching together a transition plan based entirely on input from the communities. Does that answer your question, Adam?
Yes, I think so. So you're standing your ground, and you have not had a formal reply from the board on that yet. So that's where it stands. Thank you.
Not that I'm aware, yes.
Hi, it's Mohammed. If I can add to that, Olivier, please.
Yes, Mohammed, it's Olivier speaking. If I could return back to unmute my phone, and I'm unmuted now, I believe. Mohammed Al-Bashir, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Olivier. I would like just to also answer the question of Alan. As well, besides, ICG has raised concerns, and John Jack has explained exactly what's the issues that has been raised. ICG as well requested the board to contribute and monitor the process. So that means if the board have any issues within the outcome of the ICG at early stages, the board have a liaison within the ICG, and the board could send back any comments or any opinions to ICG in terms of any issues they see related to the public interest or to the accountability track related to the IANA transition. So instead of waiting, let's say, to the final submission and then raising concerns or issues, the board have a liaison which is could channel any concerns earlier and also could contribute as part of the community in the process of the ICG, and I will also share the same response by John Jack in terms of the concern of the board altering or updating any feedback from final proposal from ICG, which is to be submitted only to NCIA. Thank you.
Thanks very much for this, Mohammed Al-Bashir. We have Jean-Jacques Chibrana in the queue. Jean-Jacques, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Jean-Jacques. If I may add a point to Mohammed's very valuable comments, it's that the wording we chose about this transmission by ICANN is in itself quite interesting. It says, ICANN, like any other member of the internet community, may at any time, etc., etc. So I think that gives you an indication of the mood and also the firmness of the ICG's position.
Okay, thank you very much for this, Jean-Jacques. Olivier speaking. I have a question with regards to the meeting that the ALAC had with the ICG. Was there any feedback based on the meeting with the ALAC and with the at-large community? Was there any feedback or questions that arose from that meeting?
This is Jean-Jacques. May I answer that briefly?
Yeah, please go ahead, Jean-Jacques.
Thank you. I'm sure Mohammed remembers that as well as I do. It was interesting that there was this remark made, you, the ICG, are meeting only with two communities, that's ALAC and GAC. But the chair of the ICG was very quick to point out that that was only because we received two requests, exactly, on GAC and ALAC. But this being said, I think it was a very good move on our part, well, on your part. I'm no longer a member of the ALIC, but it was a very good move to be very quick in in requesting thanks.
Hello? Jean-Jacques, I might have missed the last few words.
Oh, sorry, this is Jean-Jacques. I was simply saying that in any case, I think it was a good move on the part of the ALAC to have requested quite early on a separate meeting between the ALAC and the ALAC. And certainly it gave added visibility to the ALAC. Thank you.
Thanks very much for this feedback, Jean-Jacques Sebrenin. And so another question, I don't see anyone in the queue, but my question is to do with what is next. What is the ICG, what is next for the ICG? I believe the next meeting will be in 2 weeks' time, or in a week's time, and so what's the next plan?
I think Mohamed, as vice chair, should answer this.
Mohamed Al-Bashir.
Thank you, Dindak.
Have we lost Mohamed?
Hello?
Though we might have lost him.
If
hello?
Mohamed is not available just at this moment, oh, he is, good.
Yeah, Mohamed, we're having a few technical difficulties in hearing you.
Hello?
Could you please try and speak? Yes, now we can hear you. Go ahead, Mohamed Al-Bashir.
Okay, I think, I was muted somehow. But, so I was saying that beside the internal work of the ICG, in terms of identifying or finalizing independent secretariat. And the ICG will, I think, observe the progress of the different communities and how things are moved. There is not much to be done within the ICG in this period. There will be focus in the coming period in terms of producing some material to explain the process more visually, for example, infographs. There is ideas about working with business secretariat to increase awareness and out different communities and about the process as well. We have a document that needs to be finalized, which is basically how the ICG will work internally to solicit, agree, and on the components of the final proposal. That's the document needs to be finalized as well. So the majority of the work is an internal work for the ICG, finalize those two issues, the independent secretariat, and as well completing the documents about the process for finalizing, selecting the final proposal externally. So that needs to be finalized. Yeah.
Thank you, Mohamed. Do we have Eduardo Diaz in the queue, Eduardo? And I'm going to come back to Jean-Jacques afterwards. So, Eduardo first.
Thank you. This is Eduardo for the record. Mohamed, this is Eduardo. I suggest also that, since you're going to have a meeting every 2 weeks, that somehow you get an update from each of the other groups, like CWG, IETF, and so forth, so you get a sense of how work is being done, and you will get a sense of if these groups are going to be ready by the January milestone. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Eduardo. Back to Jean-Jacques Sebrenin.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Jean-Jacques. Just to add something to what Mohamed was indicating, small things. One is that you remember around Los Angeles, there was a discussion about the timeline, and the fear was expressed that we would never make it. So it was decided that although we may wish to show a certain flexibility sometime next spring or next summer, at this stage it is decided that we stick to our announced or published agenda. The second thing I have to point out is that we are very near completion of the selection of an independent secretariat. We had our last selection process with one of the candidates last night, well actually at 1 a.m. This morning my time, and we should be reporting this to the full ICG at its meeting, at its telephone meeting tomorrow, Wednesday 29th of October, and shortly after that then we will have indicated to ICANN staff what is our preference, and from there on it is ICANN procurement staff that negotiates conditions and finalizes a contract. So in concrete terms, in practical terms, I think that means that the ICG will have a secretariat up and running early November, I hope. Thank you.
Thanks very much for this, Jean-Jacques Cibrenard. And so I propose that we now move to the next part of the same agenda item, and that's, as it was mentioned, updates and status of the different community IANA proposal development. I don't know if we have someone from each one of the other working groups on the call, but looking at the various mailing lists, first the ICANN-wide discussion, the IAB discussion, the Internet Society, and of course the RIR, Regional Internet Registry mailing lists, there certainly has been some movement, and I wondered whether we could go on a quick roundup of these. I'll call on people who are listed as being on those mailing lists. I note that Jean-Jacques has to sign off now, so Jean-Jacques, you'll be able to listen to the call that will be recorded and, of course, read the transcript in a few days' time.
Thank you very much. Goodbye, all.
Goodbye, Jean-Jacques. So, regarding the different mailing lists, first, the ICANN-wide discussion. I have Alberto Soto, Cheryl Langdonor, Fatima Cabanero, and Avery Doria on this. Overall mailing list, the ICANN-IANA transition mailing list. Has there been any movement on this recently? I can see both Alberto and Cheryl being on the call, so would someone wish to say anything to this?
Can I
repeat?
Olivier, this is Alberto Soto for the records. I would like to take the floor. I was making a summary. Unfortunately, I didn't have a lot of time because I've been traveling. I've been seeing which is the mailing list in which I am, because I'm enrolled in all of them. So which is the list that you're referring to?
Thank you, Alberto. Olivier speaking. Let's start first with the ICANN-wide IANA transition mailing list. And I guess since you are on many of them, maybe you can report on all of the ones that you are on, and then that will save us some time. Back to you, Alberto Soto.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Alberto Soto for the record. So with respect to the RIRs, we are looking for qualified individuals for the CRIPS, which is the committee that needs to work on the documents by the RIRs, that is the ICG, needs to prepare this on the 15th of January. It will have 15 members, and the way of working is the same as with the RIRs. Now, with respect to the IANA, Milton Mueller has published the same that you Olivia mentioned 2 or 3 days ago in the Milton Mueller's blog. This is published there as well. Now, also within this list, there are some discussions on these days. They are pretty frequent. We are not really reaching any conclusions, but we are discussing a lot about protocols and numbers, and whether, I mean, there are actually proposals for policy changes in some parts, and there are some others who oppose, such as a network operator who says no to institutional changes because this would create stability and continuity changes that we have not had them so far. That's all for my part on my mailing list, and sorry I didn't have any more time. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alberto. That's very helpful, and that's a very good summary of what has been going on. I have a question with regards to the splitting of functions or the keeping together of the IANA functions. As you've mentioned, Milton's proposal, or rather the ICP, I think, IGP, Internet Governance Project, I think is the name of it. There is a mention in there of splitting of the functions and certainly a splitting on the part of the names, the policy from the implementation. Has the splitting of the function gained any traction with the IAB or with the RIR discussions?
This is Alberto speaking. With respect to the RIRs, yes, but with respect to the rest, I haven't really noticed that. In general, the RIRs, or at least at the operators' level, they oppose to any splitting, to any division. However, there are some individuals who are supporting this division. I've just posted a link on for the Milton Mueller's webpage on the chat room.
Okay, thanks very much for this, Alberto. Yeah, we've got that.
This does not coincide with the one you mentioned the other day.
Okay, thanks very much for this, Alberto. Any other updates on the mailing list? I mean, that's been a very good summary of the different work that is taking place. Cheryl, you were about to say a few words on things. Oh, I see you put your hand up. I've anticipated this. Cheryl Langdonor.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to pick up just a couple of points. I agree totally with whatever they summarized, of course. But I am just going through the APNIC, the regional digest list, and there is still a lot of fiddling about with process and discussion on you know, how we build the car as opposed to starting to build the car. But that's not, I'm not overly concerned about that. I think what that is in terms of list activity is actually responses to input which is perhaps less widely informed within the region. So you'll have somebody who puts forward a question or two to the list, and there will be a response which seems very procedural on at least the APNIC list. Now, that might be the case in other RIRs, I don't know. But certainly in this regional list, if one just looks at the digest traffic, one would think, good heavens above, what on earth is actually happening? I don't think the list traffic is reflecting the agreement or otherwise group thinking or consensus that is happening when humans gather together and talk. So I just wanted to warn all of us to be a little cautious about just doing a quick audit of something like digested list traffic and seeing a to and fro between one or two people, which seems to be rather process-driven, and fearing that progress is not happening. I do believe that each of the RIRs will come together in a relatively harmonised way. There might be a few different shades on the proposal, but I'm still very confident that at least from the numbering community, it's something not enormously different to the draft that we discussed previously will actually go ahead. But I just wanted to caution those of us who might just look at list traffic and say, well, good heavens above, what's going on? Or, you know, two people are dissenting, is that all that's dissenting? What is that all that's happening? I don't believe that's the case. I just think that digested list traffic is not the only tool one should use to measure. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this, Cheryl. Olivier Capin-Leblanc speaking. And indeed, I think that some of the work with regards to the RIRs is taking place when they are all meeting face-to-face. I know certainly that in a couple of weeks' time, RIPE will be meeting in London, and it has also been the case of all of the other RIRs. So some measure of movement will obviously take place then when they meet face-to-face. And if I recall, I'm just doing this from memory, I think that a global list, a coordination list for IRRs has been created. Is that correct, Cheryl?
Correct, Chris. The CRISP team, the executive committee of the various IRRs have been calling for people to go forward and offer themselves to work on this global coordination team. And certainly Paul Wilson from APIM is part of that. So just to be clear, the team will be responsible for producing the number community proposal for IANA Tradition for submission by 15 January. And I will, if you like, put a link, if I may, into the chat about that.
Okay. Thanks for this, Cheryl. Olivier speaking. The link you're going to put, is that to do with the mailing list that is now created between the RIRs, and is this a public mailing list?
That's the background and details. I don't have a specific mailing list only for Chris. I will see what I can sort. If you're going to send me back to my list now, I shall return.
Thanks for this, Cheryl. I noticed, yes, another great acronym, the CRISP team, please. Alberto Soto, you have the floor.
This is Alberto Soto. Olivier, two comments. Arin is finishing a document. Yesterday, they were finishing a document dated on October the 27th, but this document is not published yet, so once it is published, I will make it available to you. Now, when it comes to Chris, the results for this group will be available at IANA first at IANA.nic. I don't know if this link is open yet, but I will let you know. Thank you.
Thanks very much for this, Alberto. Olivier speaking, and I'll let you type it into the chat. For reference. Next is Eduardo Diaz. So you have the floor, Eduardo.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Eduardo for your record. Olivier, I have a question because I'm kind of lost on the question about why the RRIs and the other communities are, you know, what is their reaction to Milton's paper? Because Milton's paper is the way I read it, it's only for names, for the name functions to be split up, but not the other functions. And I don't know why an RIRs are maybe concerned about that. So I'm lost. If you can clarify that, I would really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Eduardo. It's Olivier speaking. And yes, I alluded to Milton's paper with regards to splitting because I wondered whether there was any discussion in the RIR community or on the protocols community where splitting of these, the naming functions would affect any of the other functions in any way, because obviously you're then starting to split the IANA functions with having the names treated in one direction and the others treated elsewhere. If you split one off, maybe you can split all three off to go in different directions. Maybe some might wish to have everything to be independent of each other. And so that's the reason why I asked whether there was any traction with regards to splitting things off. But it appears that the response has been so far splits might be introducing too much, too many changes, and certainly is threatening any continuity, or might threaten any continuity on this. I see Alberto Soto has put his hand up. Maybe Alberto would like to add a few words. Alberto, you have the floor.
This is Alberto Soto for the record.
Well, what I have seen, and Milton as well, they mentioned the root zone, or the root zone was mentioned, not only those splitting of functions within IANA. So we should take into account the root zone as well. And in the rear discussion, they say that they trust that root zone. But if there is a change in the root zone, well, perhaps there would be certain stability issues or continuity issues. That's all. Thank you.
Thanks very much for this, Alberto. Any other questions on these issues? Just a question then for those of us who are following the other discussions. Is there any intervention required now at the moment specifically? Any question that you would like to ask on a question that is being asked on one of these mailing lists at the moment? Anything that should be done that would affect end users in a negative way that we might need to redress? Seeing no one put their hand up, if you do have any thoughts about this before the end of this call, I will deal with it at the end of the call. I see a couple of people. So Alberto Soto first, and then Eduardo Diaz afterwards. Alberto, you have the floor.
This is Alberto Soto for the record.
Well, as it was said before, this is a super complex topic, and ICANN is somehow being attacked in certain aspects, for example, on accountability. And this transition would imply a change. And there are some comments saying that ICANN is not suitable for that transition. So these comments are posted on certain blogs and some groups. And here I think we have some participants from one of these groups. So I believe that this is a very important topic, but perhaps we should face this by seeing where ICANN is being attacked, and we need to audit this, to put it somehow. A company makes audits to verify and strengthen the weak points that they have. Once this is solved, they continue working. So if we know why or where ICANN is being attacked, well, we should verify that, and then we should decide if there is reason for being attacked or not. And I say attack because that is the word they are using, or that is the method they are using. Perhaps there are certain weaknesses that should be dealt with, and we need to focus on that, and then transition would be much easier. Thank you.
Thanks for this, Alberto. I guess did they speak of a stress test by any chance? Was that the system they called? Okay, no hearing. Okay, next is Eduardo Diaz. Eduardo?
I'm sorry, I was muted. This is a word for the record. I just wanted to say, you know, when I look at this, I agree with Alberto that, and I think most of you, that this is a very complex issue, and you see all kinds of opinions here and coming there and papers. But, you know, when I look at the whole thing, the main issue here and the main discussion that I see mostly is, do we split this out of ICANN or stays in ICANN? If it stays in ICANN, who's going to be accountable for or outside? So far, you know,
when I look at all the documents that I have seen, there is Milton's paper that he just put out there, and he supported all these. You know, he makes a a proposal that is supported by, you know, whatever research he did, and basically he's saying we should split this, and my feeling is that that's what is going to CWG. I'm talking about the DNS now, the CWG. That's where things have been going to be pushed on that that meeting and I mean on that committee, and I think ALAC should discuss that in the sense, you know, why or what is you know, what we think is the appropriate thing, because most people are talking from their experience or God, but the only one that I have seen that did this, you know, this research and this proposal has been Milton, and you know. Maybe we want to do something similar that we support whatever we want to support, so we can have a better idea of what we want to do. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much for this, Eduardo. And in fact, you are taking us straight to agenda item 4, the review of the last coordination working group meeting. I think this is where we can take it from. And to concentrate now on the work that we have with the coordination working group, cross-committee working group that took place, that had already 3 calls. The 4th call is on this Thursday. The last call was last week on Wednesday, the 22nd of October. I wondered whether there was any feedback on this discussion. Eduardo, you quite rightly mentioned that part of the discussion is to whether there should be a split or no split, and that's certainly something we can discuss today and gain the point of view of people on the call today. But with regards to first agenda item 4, the last cross-community working group meeting, is there any feedback or any thoughts in addition to Eduardo's on this call or about this call? I hope that you've all been able to attend it. It was quite a longish call. It started out with much discussion on structure and process. The action items really are the ones that we're particularly focused on. Obviously, the first is to deal with the draft principles document, which has been put together, and I'm not sure that a draft principles document is something we should really concentrate on. These are usually quite straightforward. Then the work group members and participants are to identify for which subgroups they would like to volunteer, and we're going to be touching on this in a moment in our next agenda item to see if we've got any gaps that we need to fill in and whether there's been some movement in those subgroups. Then there are also, the other action items are all to do also with the volunteering for those subgroups, including a triage effort, as they call it, and staff to include a separate work item on the effort and update slides accordingly. I guess this is what we're going to see in the next meeting. Sorry, and we've got agenda item number 5: staff to send further details about face-to-face meeting as soon as possible. As we know now, it's meeting every Thursday at 2 different times on the Thursday, rotating between one and the other. Cheryl Langdonor, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivia and Cheryl, for the transcript record. I was going to wait till later in the agenda, but I just wanted to let you know that Google spreadsheet that you have, the Excel spreadsheet on the who has volunteered for what sub-work teams needed updating, in line with recent emails out today from BART, so I've taken the liberty of updating that. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this, Cheryl. I haven't seen the updated spreadsheet yet. I'm just about to click on that and find out, but that it's great. I mean, the reason why it was put as a Google was for everyone to be able to update automatically and type in the details, etc.
Sorry, Olivia, Cheryl here. I wasn't sure who was in charge with editing that document, and because I knew that certain, there had been some changes, not the least of which were me volunteering for some of these things, and it wasn't reflected in that, I've just gone in and updated it. So if I've stepped on someone's toes, apologies. But the most recent listing did come out today, including links to the workspaces. So perhaps making sure that our group reflects those master updates would be a very wise thing indeed.
Yeah, thanks very much for this, Cheryl. Very good point. So I'll ask Terry if after the call you can cross-check the update on the working groups themselves, and our Google spreadsheet, make sure that the two are coordinated with each other so we have a true reflection of who is on what working group. That would be helpful.
Yes, this is Terry. I will do that.
Yeah, thanks. And Cheryl, just to come back to you on the updating of the Google spreadsheet, it was put up as a Google for everyone to be able to update automatically.
I'll just go in there and edit it.
There you go. As long as you don't delete the whole thing, that's fine. So, coming back to our agenda items then, we are discussing the last conference call, meeting number 3. As you know, there's meeting number 4 on the 30th. So far, looking at the agenda of meeting number 4, it doesn't look like there's been any, there are updates, but they're very, very, very broad. Second reading for proposal on how to structure the work, principles, new draft, status and work, subgroups, and any other business. I gather the most important part of the call will be the status of the work in the subgroups, and perhaps we can already do that if some of you have been involved with the subgroups. I heard someone say my name earlier.
Yes, that's me, Tijani. I am not on the Adobe Connect, so I cannot raise my hand. I am sorry, Olivier, I have to leave because I have a teleconference now. So I have to tell you 2 words about the drafting team on the accountability cross-community working group.
That'd be great. Please go ahead, Tijani.
Okay, thank you, Olivier. So the drafting team of the cross-community working group about accountability has met 2 times. The first time it was only an introduction, more or less. We didn't have really productive a lot, but the second meeting was better. We advanced more. The most important points raised and where there is, if you want, discussion, deep discussion, was I can give you what we are working on. It is some sections of the charter, such as the problem statement, goal and objectives, scope. The scope has taken a lot of time for us because there is several point of view, especially because especially from GNSO, wanted to make the scope very detailed, so that I oppose, because I think that we don't have to decide instead of the working group. We have only to put the mission of the working group and the timeline and the working methods, etc. We are not mandated to define what are the issues that they have to discuss. We can say what is their scope, their mission, the scope of their work, and that's all. Some wanted to give a list of questions or of issues that they have to discuss, that they have to work on. We ended with a consensus on giving them a broad or large guidelines for the issues to be discussed, because the chair was wanted that we give this list. While when I opposed, I have a lot of support in the group. Anyway, this is a point. The other question was about the separation, because this working group will work in two work streams. One is about the accountability related, if you want, to the Iran transition, and the other about the other accountability, the rest of the issues of accountability. And this separation wasn't clear for everyone, and now we ended by finding a way to make everything clear for everyone. So the first stream will work on the issues to be on the accountability issues to be addressed before the transition, and the second stream will be for the issues to be discussed after the transition. So this is the final separation, because any text you put, there is explanation which is different. Also, there is a big discussion about the accountability related to the operation of the functions of the IANA, and those are given to the cross-community working group. So we made it clear that it is not in the scope of this working group. For the composition, we are about to agree on two members by chartering organization, two to five. So you may nominate, or you may appoint 2, 3, 4, 5 members to this cross-community working group by chartering organization. So ALAC can appoint up to 5 members. This is more or less what to which extent we work this charter. I will send the latest version after the meeting of yesterday. We will meet again on Thursday. So we are working very hard, because we want to provide this charter to the chartering organization before their meeting next month. And unfortunately, one of the chartering organizations, I think it's CCNSO, will meet on 3 of November. So we are really in a hurry, and we are working very, very fast, if you want. Thank you. If you have any question, I can swiftly answer it.
Thanks very much, Tijani. Olivier speaking. And so the floor is open for any questions regarding the chartering of the Cross-Community Working Group on Accountability. Well, there are no questions. Thanks for this very extensive and productive update, and good luck for the rest of the drafting of the charter. It looks like you're in the right direction. I'm certainly very pleased to see the points you're pushing along. So I think we're fine on this, and so I leave the floor open. If there are any more questions on the charter or questions on the ANA Coordination Working Group meeting. ANA Cross-Community Working Group meeting.
Okay, thank you.
None here, Tijani?
I have to leave now, because I have a teleconference now. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, bye-bye. Thanks very much for the update, Tijani.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye. So we're back to agenda item number 4, the last working group meeting. As I mentioned, one of the main points was to start the work in various subgroups. And so in our agenda, we've got the spreadsheet that Cheryl alluded to earlier. We've also got a link to the different working groups, subgroup wiki pages. The RFP1 is the description of the community's use of IANA function. RFP2A is the existing pre-transition agreements policy sources. RFP2B is the existing pre-transition arrangements, oversight, and accountability. RFP2C, existing pre-transition arrangements, NTIA INF functions contract triage. RFP3 is the proposed post-transition oversight and accountability arrangements. RFP4 is the transition implications. And then 5, NTIA requirements, validation of NTIA requirements, and 6, summary of community process. As we know, I would say that 4, 5, and 6 are probably due to take place later, and 1, 2, and 3, in fact, 1 and 2, whether 2A, 2B, and 2C are the immediate ones to be tackled, with RFP3 considering the bulk of the work here, proposed post-transition oversight and accountability arrangements. I wondered whether there was any movement in these sub-working groups so far. I recall from listening to the call that the work was supposed to take place either by direct email or was supposed to take place on the main mailing list, and therefore I haven't seen very much going on RFP 1 and 2. I wondered if anyone else has a different view on this or has seen something I haven't. Eduardo Diaz, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. This is a wonderful record. So far, I have seen some traffic within the RFP to be the triage of the contract. And the conversation that I've seen Milton pushing for not doing too much of that work because instead of going and look what we have now and then work on that, he say, no, let's say what we want, and then we go back to the contract and see what things are there that needs to be changed. So this triage thing might be put on hold if people, you know, have some traction, that you say, with other groups. The other thing that I see on the overall, again, is these groups were put together, but there's no really someone that share them. I mean, that's not there. It's everybody talking about everything. So I hopefully this next meeting we will have some more structure to it. So, you know, there's more order, more, you know, somehow this has, you know, this group has to put something together, and somehow somebody has to direct that one way or another. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much for this, Eduardo. Olivier speaking. Indeed, you are in RFP2C, which deals with a triage. So thanks for the feedback on this. I'm obviously also looking at the various discussions that are taking place, but there might be some that are taking place by direct email, hence the questioning of this. I wondered with regards to RFP1, which is the very description of communities' use of INF functions, whether anyone here present on the call has any feedback on whether anything has happened on that. I note that both Sean and Fouad are listed as being on this group. I'm not sure whether they are on the call.
Neither are on the call. This is Terry for the transcript.
Thank you, Terry. Okay. Anyone else has followed this? No. Okay. And then on 2A and 2B, I'm following both of these. I haven't seen much going on to the extent that I'm even about to look at the list of people that are on these sub-working groups and actually to email them and ask them the question and say effectively what's going on, what's happening. I'm not sure if something's happening behind the scenes by email or whether there's actually proper movement. I note that for 2A, both Sean and myself are on this. And for 2B, we have Shiva, Olivier, Sean, Holly is on this as well. So we've got quite a few people from at large on this, on 2B. I haven't seen anything happen on this. Cheryl Langdonor, you have the floor.
Thanks, Olivier. Cheryl, for the record, and I'm agreeing with you. I certainly haven't seen anything on the list. If anything's happening directly, that's of course, is actually something you'll have to drill down and ask people about, but I would frankly think that on the list would be the smart place to operate anyway. But I did want to point out, of course, that up until recently, certainly in the last 36 hours, if not 24, there's still been clarification questions coming in just on the general work plan as well. So whilst there's simple questions, I'm thinking about the email here from Chuck, and they will be sorted out and the various edits and qualifications that are required by way of answer or example or text change will happen. That seems to be all I've really seen, other than lining up and saying who is going to do what with whom. But it does bring me back to the new workspaces, so I will go and find Bart's email and see whether or not any activity is going on within those workspaces.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Olivier speaking. Next is Eduardo Diaz.
Thank you. This is Eduardo. I just wanted to point out that there are mailing lists that are being created, or they are just being created this week. So that might be another issue with this conversation on the mailing list. I think once they are created, a lot of more specific work will be, we will be able to tell more about specific work for each of the subgroups. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much for this, Eduardo. Olivier speaking. What I would suggest then, in the meantime, since time is of the essence, especially for RFP 1, 2A, 2B, and 2C, certainly if you go onto the wiki pages for each one of these, you will see a list of the volunteers. So, for example, RFP 2A has Alan McGillivray, Jack Gomez, Kieran McCarthy, Sean Ojedeji, and myself. And what I was going to do was to just drop an email to the other members of this list to find out what's happening, in a nice way, of course, but try and get a status update on this, knowing full well that the first two volunteers on that list had volunteered to move forward quite quickly. So with the delivery being the next meeting of the coordination of the cross-community working group, the 30th, with 2 days remaining, it's still time to be involved and to find out what's going on. I was going to suggest that this is an action item. We've got enough people who are on the different mailing lists, so covering all of the different RFPs. So it would have to be either Fouad or Sean for RFP 1. RFP 2A, I will send an email out. RFP 2B, I'll do the same as well. 2C, Eduardo, if you can check the status of the triage, that'd be great. On 3...
I will do.
Yes, Eduardo?
I'm sorry, no, I was confirming. Yes, it's the one.
Excellent. Okay, thanks. On 3, who do we have? I think that, Cheryl, did you, because the thing that's online is not updated. No, Cheryl, you didn't go for 3. On 3, I've got Shiva, Desiree, Olivier, Fouad, and Eduardo. Since you're on the call, Eduardo, do you wish to also inquire about 3 yet on the status? I gather 3 is probably unlikely to have even started work yet.
This is Eduardo. Yes, he hasn't. I haven't heard anything, but I will certainly can inform on that. Thank you.
Okay, and then 4, 5, and 6 are for later. I don't even think it's worth yet asking on a status. I think if we're patient, we'll soon enough find out. Yeah, Cheryl, go ahead.
It should be noted that whilst it's later, it's not very much later. It is that 4, 5, and 6 are contingent on some of the earlier pieces, but we're still talking deadlines of November 17th here. So, let's not rest too self-assured here. We need more people engaged in all of those, and I personally think that Four is critical, and six is essential.
Definitely essential. But obviously, that it's all about timing. But yeah, I agree with you, Cheryl, that definitely RFP 4 is... when we're saying later, we might just be saying a few days later rather than just this. If I can just ask, in fact, I'll follow up with those people who have not volunteered for RFP groups, or at least that have not volunteered openly on any of the RFP groups, and find out which ones they would be interested in joining. I certainly see that the triage might need more people. RFP 2C, we've only got one person so far. That's Eduardo. And I think that obviously 5 and 6 is going to have to be populated as well, and with people who are involved with this.
The actual workers would be good.
Yeah, thank you. So, OCL to follow up to with parties that haven't signed up to the RFP groups. Okay. Any other questions or comments with regards to these RFP groups? No, I don't see anyone put their hand up, so let's move to the next agenda item, and that's the building of the at-large position. As you know, in Los Angeles, we met face-to-face and had a bit of a, in fact, very much of a brainstorming session. And so this is just to let you know, we've got the notes from the flip chart that are on the agenda. And also we have the note that Heidi took in DocX and also in PDF format that she took about the brainstorming and the points which were brought forward. The question now is really, where do we want to go from here? The way that things are currently drafted, obviously there's going to be a proposal made from the names community and proposal made by the other two communities. We still have a question, then. Do we want to build our own proposal? And I gather if we do, then we have various points that we would like to, or that we could expand on. So what I was going to suggest then is, the first question actually, has everyone here read the not only the notes from the flip chart, but also the brainstorming outcome document, which Heidi has very kindly put online? I see Alan Greenberg with his hand up. Alan, you have the floor.
Thank you. With regard to whether we plan to build a proposal or not, I've heard very little of substance other than on accountability issues, where we have substantially different positions from what are being proposed. Now, I may have missed them, but I think we need to articulate that before we decide to embark on what is a relatively complex process of submitting a proposal.
That was that.
Thank you.
Annual fees paid to the CRA is not
Thank you very much, Alan. I think we have someone in the background. I'm not
we have a crosstalk of some sort.
Yeah. I could ask Diego to please find out. I don't think it comes in from the... And I think that might be Mohammed, actually.
Maybe we could mute him.
Yeah.
If Diego could please have a look at this.
And this is Terry. We've isolated the line. We'll get it muted.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for this, Terry. Right, so back to this. So indeed, yes, Alan, Olivier speaking. It doesn't look as though at the moment there is that much, I guess, two points really. It's just the accountability part on the one side, and also I think there's also this question on to... splitting or non-splitting, which is going to be an interesting one. And I'm not sure, I don't know whether we've reached 100% agreement with, as far as we're concerned. I certainly heard a lot of voices in the at-large community asking for the functions to not be split.
simply due to the difficulty in being able for end users in being able to track accountability for entirely separate organizations. But then the big question then comes to whether there should be some kind of accountability body that would be created and that would have various stakeholders on there. I certainly have seen some discussion as to the number of GAC stakeholders or GAC representatives on such a committee. What would be the makeup of this committee, if any? Are there any thoughts or suggestions in this community about this? Alan Greenberg.
Yeah, thank you. My understanding is that the accountability at that level is the responsibility of the accountability group, not the IANA Transition CWG. Maybe I'm mistaken, but that's my understanding of it, that the only accountability issues within the IANA Transition CWG are accountability related to enforcing the specific details, that is, of the process. So I don't think that's part of our overall job and of this group. And in terms of a statement saying we would like to see it all stay together, that's a completely reasonable statement that ALAC could make and presumably make through our five representatives in force. But that's different from submitting a formal proposal.
Okay, Alan, thank you for this input. Any other thoughts on this? You're quite right, Alan. Obviously, defending some positions is a different thing from actually putting together our own proposal. And I must be quite frank with you all. Right now, I'm not even, I don't know. I think it might be a little premature to decide on whether we want to put a proposal in, an independent proposal in, or just for the time being influence the work on the CWG subgroups. I certainly haven't seen enough. I'm speaking here, and personally, I have not seen much enough movement so far on concrete proposals in those CWG subgroups to proceed forward with having our own position and our own statement and our own input and our own proposal. I'm searching for the terms. So at the moment, what I would suggest then is that we continue being involved in the CWG subgroups whilst we refine those draft notes that Heidi has taken during our face-to-face meeting in Los Angeles. We have that document on the on the screen at the moment. I don't know if anybody wanted to raise our attention or point out anything that kind of stood out during that meeting, reading back the discussion. Certainly, one of the points that was made was appears to have been this continuity, confidence in the root zone, certainly no change to current IP policies. There seems to be a lot of interest in continuity and in no changes to take place. And that's something that I've certainly seen reflected in the other discussions, even in the RIR and in the protocol discussion, as being the most significant input that has been received so far. So I'm not sure that we should really proceed forward with anything at the moment. Does anyone think otherwise? I mean, should we immediately start work on our own proposal? I see a green tick from Eduardo and maybe a hand up from Eduardo. Eduardo, you have the floor to explain your green tick.
No, my green tick was for, you know, not doing anything right now and get more information, you know, not to work on a proposal right now because it's too,
okay.
There's too much information flow and I don't think we're prepared to put something out yet. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for this, Eduardo. So seeing no one else put their hand up, I think this is the process forward, which means that so far, aside from taking part in the RFP subgroup work, we are waiting for more information, and I was going to ask, therefore, in any other business, what our structure was with regards to future conference calls. Do we wish to have a call weekly so as to be able to work in line with the cross-community working group calls, or should we have them ad hoc, or should we have them every 2 weeks, bi-weekly, I think, as they call it? Are there any suggestions here? Eduardo Diaz.
My suggestion is that we keep it on an ad hoc basis for now, and if things get more defined, then we might decide at that time to go weekly or bi-weekly, depending on how fast we have to react. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for this, Eduardo. So any opposing points of view on this? Or agreeing point of view? Alan Greenberg, I saw you put your hand up.
I thought you were going to be asking for other issues. My hand is up under any other business.
Any other issues? Okay, we'll first deal with the meeting. So next meeting, let's see, we have a meeting of the Cross Community Working Group that will take place this Thursday, and then the one after that takes place, is it 1 week or 2 weeks from now? I'm a little lost on this.
One week. The CWG is every week.
Is every week. Okay, yes, thank
every
you
Thursday.
For this, Eduardo. Thanks, Eduardo. So I would suggest then that we have another call on Tuesday next week so as to prepare and have an update, specifically maybe just on the RFPs. Is there going to be any meeting of the ICG before next week? I don't think that there is.
Olivier, that's my topic.
That's your topic, okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Alan.
Jean-Jacques did say before he left that there was a talk later this week
on to talk about the RFP. So I don't know whether Mohammed has any more information. I went to the ICANN microsite on the transition coordinating group, and the entries for meetings stop at the end of September. The one that was held in L.A. isn't even mentioned there. So I don't know. Someone seems to have not updating that site, so I have no idea when the next meeting is scheduled.
Rather problematic. Yes, absolutely. It's Olivier speaking. I certainly also had a few problems to find where the next call of the ICG was. The site is a little bit difficult to navigate. Could we perhaps task Terry to follow up with Grace and find out, or I don't even know, is it Grace who is dealing with this? Because I know Grace deals with the CWG. I don't know whether she deals with the ICG.
Is Mohammed still on the call?
Mohammed
Olivier, this is Heidi?
Yes, go ahead, Heidi.
Yes, I believe that's Alice who deals with ICW.
ICW? Sorry. I'm sorry, Heidi. You're confusing me now. Where does the W come from?
Just seeing if you're on your toes. Good job.
Yes. I'm not on my toes. I'm dancing on my toes at the moment. Olivia speaking. Suddenly it's transformed into Alan to follow up with the ICG. Well, we have Mohammed Al-Bashir on the call. I don't know whether Mohammed, whom we muted a bit earlier, could hear us. Do we know when the next ICG meeting is? No. I take it that there's a no. And Mohammed is probably on his other call as well, or maybe he is muted.
We are double checking his mute. One moment.
Thank you. Right. In any case, it's Olivia speaking. I think ultimately, there will be definitely, I'm sure, another call of the ICG or at least a subset of the ICG with regards to the secretarial RFP. And that's a process which we'll find the results very soon. I don't think it does affect us directly. As far as we're concerned, we just now have to be involved in the sub-working groups of the CWG and, of course, continue being vigilant and be involved in the other working groups on the protocol side and on the IP addressing side. I hear background noise. Is Mohammed back on?
Mohammed, your line is unmuted.
Is Mohammed listening? Mohammed El Bashir? No. Going once, going twice. I note we are beyond the end of this call, but so be it. No Mohammed. And let's go over to Alan Greenberg. Alan, you have the floor.
Yeah, thank you, Olivia. I'll just point out it does affect us if we don't know meetings are being held and can't attend them. Last time we got 24 hours notice, which is not really enough.
So yeah, thanks very much for this, Alan. I think
I
we did mention this last time. We have mentioned that to the ICG, that it was not good enough to have very last-minute calls being advertised.
I would ask staff to follow up with Alice because we don't know when the next meeting is, and the ICANN website, I put the URL in the chat, which is supposed to point to what they're doing, is not being updated even to reflect the last meeting.
Thanks for this, Alan. Olivier speaking, and so on. Six
Olivier,
action items.
Mohammed.
I have to follow up with Alice for next ICG call. Mohammed El Bashir, welcome back. What is going on, Mohammed, with regards to these calls, ICG calls?
Regarding the calls, I think it, the note that has been sent earlier by you, Olivia, has been, let's say, taken in consideration by Patrick in terms of early announcement. The expected teleconference is going to be one about the secretariat. So it might be a close one to the user any confidentiality of the information of the evaluation, so it might not be publicly announced as well, open for participation. So that's the one that is expected to happen. Besides that, there is currently no plans for a teleconference yet, according just looking at the mailing list. I hope that answers.
Okay. Thanks for this, Mohammed. I gather we'll all be waiting for future news on this. Alan Greenberg.
Yeah, thank you. Just a quick note that even if it's a confidential closed call, it should be documented that it's happening. Thank you.
Yeah. Hello, it's Mohammed. Yeah. There will be a report out of that, and hopefully there will be a conclusion of the evaluation process, the second. So it's supposed to be a report, yes.
I just note I can't find the note, any record of the meeting in Los Angeles either. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this, Alan. And yes, indeed, we're well aware. So we'll get staff to follow up with Alice on this, first for the next ICG call, but also to make sure and reiterate the fact that we are noting there is currently no clear schedule of ICG calls or certainly it doesn't seem to be a landing page that lists all of the ICG calls or face-to-face meetings, etc. And that's, I think, something that is definitely needed, as has been pointed out by Alan. And with this, any other business? So we've got six action items here. Terry to cross-check Google spreadsheet in working groups. OCL will send email to get staff to get, I don't know what that is, STOTS, RFP 1282B. Eduardo Diaz will check, it's probably status, isn't it? Yes. We'll check status on the RFP2C and RFP3. Yeah, so it's not status, it's status like that. Here we go. OCL to follow up with parties that haven't signed up for RFP groups, and next call to take place on Tuesday, the 3rd of November. And with this, I thank you all. I see Eduardo still has his hand up, and then Heidi after Eduardo. Eduardo Diaz, you have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you, Aaron. Just, we don't have to discuss it today, but there was a question in the mailing list, and we can do it in the mailing list, if we keep our mailing list open or closed or public, things like that. And I think there is a face-to-face meeting that is happening for the CWG in November 18 and 19, and I think there is something going on about who is going to attend, someone is not going to attend, who's going to go, and so forth. But, you know, we can do that hopefully. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for this, Eduardo. Olivia speaking. So far, the feedback I've had from everyone, you might not know, but so far, our mailing list is specifically for at-large members or people that are involved in at-large structures. The mailing list archives are closed at the moment, and the idea originally was so as to avoid having Google pick things up on any of our deliberations and maybe draft documents and taking this as a final document, leaking it out there and saying, well, this is what the ALAC wants to do as something totally outrageous or different. I think that the way things are progressing and the fact that we are asking for transparency, everyone has come back so far and says, well, look, what we can certainly make the we can keep the list open only to at-large members, but we can certainly make the records and the archives of the list open to anyone. So if I don't receive a note to the contrary, I think that consensus is to open the archives up. And certainly we've had a request from one person who has asked why the archives are closed, and certainly we can say, sorry, we can, you know, we'll open them up. I don't think there's anything particularly sensitive on our mailing list, and as you know, we're all used to work very transparently. So I think the archives will just be open. If you disagree, please email me within the next 24 hours. If I don't hear from anyone asking for the archives to be kept closed, I'll ask staff to open up the archives, and we can have that as an action item on number 6, number 7. And with this, I thank you all for this call. I think it's been very helpful and certainly instructive. And so I say thank you to our interpreters in Spanish. And goodbye, everyone. This call is now adjourned.
Bye-bye.
Gracias. Bye-bye.
Bye, all.
Bye.
Once again, the meeting has been adjourned. Thank you very much for joining. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines. Have a great rest of your day.